hey, yo, niggas telling me I made it. And I be like, how so? Crazy shit, I really did. But I be in denial, though. And it's all the smile, bro. But we up in the whole town, though. I keep a shooter like John Malvo. Let's run it.
Wear a mean dark pair of shades.
I do wear a mean dark pair of shades.
And you can't see my eyes. You see me? My head is bent. You did it.
We fly. No lie. You know this.
Mike's not
swollen.
Yo, I'm giddy right now. Ladies, yo, cut that shit. Yo, what's good, people? Welcome to episode 72 of the TMI podcast, Toxic Masculinity Issues. We bring that toxic stuff to the forefront. I mean, really, y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with us. First time, last time, listeners. Stay tuned for adventure right now. I'm that nigga Hollywood Nikki.
When I'm on TV, I gotta look good because I know the whole block watcher.
This is my nigga, San Diego Mike.
San Diego Mike. That's whack. I'm Mike Fresh.
Hold on, y'all niggas playing with me.
I'm Holly doing
the
it.
Omega. DJ no. Rolly Gang, that's right. Why he don't you address Wait. Me and listen with
phone
letters.
Yo, man. What up, son? Oh, shit. Millie in the back. What up, Mike? How that week was, man?
It was good. I had a meeting Thursday about bullshit that don't apply to us. So I just sat there for like 2 hours listening to shit that don't apply to my store. But that
shit
was
that's
it.
Not applicable. That's the word. Applicable.
I mean, when you say it doesn't apply, nigga. I said the right word.
I want to say applicable.
Okay, well, this ain't your story, nigga. It's mine. What?
I'm sorry, man. Should I go?
Yeah, how was your week?
I hate incompetence. And some stupid nigga keep losing a scan gun. And I gotta keep fucking calling MIS to make the gun beep before I can find it.
Well, it was. Man, it was something stupid, huh?
Man, the first time it was on a compressor. Second time was on top of the Coke machine.
How the fuck get up there?
In my defense, I've been working pretty hard.
So this nigga said, let me get a Coke. He just sat that bitch up there.
Hold up.
No, don't he look like a nigga who dance when he gets snacks?
He do look like a nigga. But I see him dance get snacks. What else happened? I'm gonna talk about this now. my homie about to graduate from nursing school, so I'm super proud of her. So she took a picture with like a few of her
classmates
or whatever. And I'm fucking around. I'm like, who that is? Just fucking around. Right. It's like eight of them. So she was like, it's gonna be either this one, or this one. I'm like, how you say that? Cause you like the chocolate girls. So I was like, how you come to the conclusion that I like chocolate girls? Because you don't fuck with no white girls. I heard the podcast. So I went around asking people, do you think I would date white girls?
Right. You called me, nigga.
Yeah. You was the only ad. Hold up. I think we asked Alicia. Quick no. Mayel, no. I called Dre. After I scolded Dre in Miami, he was like, nope, I knew you wouldn't. But she was the only one, if she bad enough. And I think I would if she bad enough.
Like,
nope, I thought that. But then I started thinking, I'm not being narcissistic. But, like, as far as, like, dating-wise, I'm top tier. Right. Like, I got my shit going on. I'm top tier. And usually, it's our culture, dog. When we become top tier, we turn our back on our females right. And go fuck with a white girl.
Right.
So, I can't be the nigga that do that. I can't be him. Like, so I gotta stay on the home team regardless.
Y'all want to like no fucking sellout on, dog.
Speaking of sellouts, let's get that's what the shit's. I'm with the shit's right now. Let's get to this. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I talk reckless on this podcast sometimes, and I shouldn't. because I realize our audience is growing, and we got a responsibility to be like unbiased, un-niggerish. We got a responsibility, yeah, like to our viewers and listeners. I want to start off saying about this award go to Kanye West forever. The Jada Pinkett, I hate you, Kanye West, dog. You a piece of shit, my nigga. Like, some people troll for attention. Tekashi 6ix9ine, stay trolling for attention.
Right.
But I never heard, like, I never was embarrassed of him.
Right.
Like, he a goofy ass dude, but I never was ashamed of Tekashi 6ix9ine. I am ashamed of Kanye West. As a man, I am ashamed of this nigga. Because every year, he tried to one-up and do something else.
Right.
First, he walked around with that stupid-ass MAGA hat. This looked like a porch monkey for Donald Trump, just dancing and shit. He had that dumb-ass MAGA hat.
Right.
Then he come on this bitch. Oh, slavery? That must have been a choice. 400 years? That's a choice. Like, I want to beat the shit out this nigga. Like, he say stupid shit.
Yeah, clown. Yo, huh?
Then I see why Kim was cheating on him and fucking Pete Davidson. I wouldn't fuck this nigga. He a clown. Yeah, Pete Davidson was fucking your girl. Ha ha ha. She ain't coming back either. Your family gone. You lost your family because you a bitch ass nigga. I don't take pride in people's misery.
Right.
But Kanye West deserves everything he gets. Everything bad. He's a fucking clown. So he was at that slavery's a choice. Then he. Now he started beefing with Pete Davidson because his wife left him.
Right.
And now he go over the top with this shit. Nigga come with that fucking White Lives Matter shirt. Like, some stuff is big. Bigger. I said it last week. Yeah. Some shit is bigger than me.
Right.
Like, we came up with the moniker Black Lives Matter. Why? Because we were getting gunned down with no justice happening.
Right.
I could name off my head right now 30 black people who died, who got shot by the police, and the officer got acquitted. No jail time or right. Minimum jail time.
Right.
Amber Gaga went the nigga house. She went the nigga apartment.
Right.
Shot this nigga while he's eating ice cream.
Right.
And she said, I thought it was my apartment.
House. Right. Cause
that's the craziest shit ever. Even if dog, y'all got so he went there and changed the furniture too? Like, y'all ain't got the same furniture.
Like, she really thought somebody gonna break in your fucking house, lay down on the sofa and eat ice cream and watch TV.
And hang up pictures of his family.
Right.
And redecorate the whole house. This nigga broke in and got me a new couch.
And they tried to buy that bullshit because she was crying. And I'm sorry. I don't want to hear your fucking I'm sorry.
Man, his family forgave her. I didn't. The judge forgave her. I didn't.
Me neither.
They say only God could judge. Nah, nigga. Dominic judges. I am God. But, man, Kanye West is fucking trash. And, like, that's so big. Like, you making a mockery of what we fought for. Like, we marched. Like niggas marched in the street and had guns pulled on them.
Right.
Niggas got tear gassed and shit. Like, this is real life shit that you making a mockery of. I know you don't deal with these kind of issues because you in Calabasas, a fucking billionaire.
Right.
But, dog, you in the 1%. Us regular niggas deal with these issues every fucking day.
Right.
And the worst thing, like, white people think shit is acceptable because a black person does it.
Right.
So, you don't get two coons together. You don't get two coons. Let me get Kanye West and Candace Owens. I don't hate too many people. I fucking hate this bitch. Like, I really fucking hate her. Because anything empowering the black people, she got a rebuttal with. Right. Anything empowering. Like, we can talk about Dr. King. Oh, well, he cheated. We talk about Rosa Parks. Oh, well, she didn't pay her rent. Somebody paid her rent for her. Like, it don't matter who we talk about.
Right.
She's going to... Nigga, we talk about Michael Jordan. Oh, he had a gambling problem. I don't care what we talk about. Nigga, we can talk about Jesus. Hair like wool, skin like bronze. Nah, that's a typo. He's white, blue-eyed. Like, anything empowering the black people, like, she always against it.
Right.
So these two on Fashion Week rocking these White Lives Matter shirts, man, I be having rage in me because I can't put hands on you.
Right. Yeah, I know you're talking about. I feel it the same way. That's why I try not to let shit kind of get me upset, because I either we can either fight. Like, that's why I don't argue with women, because I can't beat you up because you're a girl, and I can't fuck you because you're not my old lady. So I just don't get upset. I just don't feel nothing. I just kind of tune them out, turn them off, and then leave it like that. Like, that's why I stay out of the comment section on shit, because somebody going, so if you be like, well, this nigga a coon, he diminishing, or he trying to make fun of the shit that we trying to black lives matter so we can stop getting gunned down in the street like fucking animals, and he trying to make a mockery out of it to sell a fucking t-shirt. Somebody gonna say, well, he has a right to say no, son, some shit is bigger than you. You a black man in America, dog. You gotta no, son. Everything can't be for a fucking dollar all the time, dog.
His grandfather was like, according to him, like Black Panther, their sit-ins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know his mom was a teacher.
Right.
They couldn't stand for this fucking coony behavior.
Right.
I just don't get it, man.
I lost my mom, and I know that kind of it fucks with you bad, but this can't be because at first when he first started doing dumb shit when his mom first died, I understood what the fuck was going on.
Yes, I understood it.
Yeah, but this is beyond that. I don't know what the fuck going on with this nigga now, dog.
Yo, some shit bigger than an individual life.
Right,
it is. Like, the plight. Yeah. And success of our race,
right,
is bigger than one individual.
I don't care. Fucking what is it? Elon Musk. Where do you rank? Like, I know he in the top 10, right?
What, money?
Yeah,
like number one or
number
two.
Number one. Yeah,
they flip back and forth.
Like,
him and Bezos.
He ain't got enough money to give me to wear that shirt. I don't give a fuck what it is, dog. Like, bro, some shit is bigger. It's bigger than us. And I'm not about to put no fucking white Lives Matter shirt on. If Elon Musk, I'll give you half of what I got. Just wear the shirt. I can't do it, dog. Cause you know who I gotta worry about? I gotta worry about you looking at me. I care about what you think. And I know you're gonna look at me you know what's even worse than you being mad? You being disappointed. Like, when people you care a fuck about disappointed in you, that's worse than them being mad at you. Like, I couldn't walk around like that with half of whatever the fuck he got.
Some people will sell a soul for a dollar. They definitely would, and Kanye West already did. I know, like 3-4 years ago, he was talking about he was down, he was in debt, and now he say he worth like $6 billion.
Yeah, is he like the
richest
black man? Yeah,
in America, not
yeah,
the world.
In America, yeah,
yeah. But look at Kanye West. Look how he move. He pandered to who can help him at the time.
Right,
like he panders to blacks all the time. Like, like, he was trying to pander to us when, man, my girl out here messing with this dude. I can't see my kids. Right. They kidnapping my kids. Like, you shouldn't be around children. I hope you never see your kids again. Like, no joke.
I know you're not joking.
You shouldn't be allowed to raise children. I don't trust your judgment. I don't trust your judgment. You shouldn't be around children.
Right.
Like, I ain't the biggest Kim Kardashian fan, but I never seen her, like, look like a bad mother.
Right.
I never seen her look like a clown. Like, she looked bougie,
right,
and entitled. I never saw her look like a goofy.
Right.
I never saw her do goofy shit. I mean, I don't follow keeping up with the Kardashians or none of that shit, but I never saw her be goofy. In fact, I done seen her, like, try to help people in jail to get free. I seen her, like,
right,
do some shit like that. I watched it. Man, it's hard to articulate. I'm kind of mad. Like, my hand's balled up. I won't hit that nigga. Like, I've been mad about this for a minute, bro. Then he let it go and go. He letting shit go. What happened? He started like leaking text messages.
Yeah.
I know him and Diddy got into it. Said, bro, I heard street tales about Diddy. Like, Diddy ain't no fake nigga.
Right.
I heard street tales about him. I'm not in the industry, so obviously I don't know how true this is or factual, but I heard about Diddy. And I know what Kanye West is. I know what Kanye is. He's not a street nigga at all. Like, just be from Chicago don't make you hard.
Right.
Like, because I know at a concert he was talking crazy overseas to Jay-Z. And he was like, don't send the goons after me, Jay. Because Jay-Z still a street nigga. Right. Like, some niggas are still street niggas. Like, he talking back and forth with Diddy, talking that tough shit. So Diddy was like, drop the address. But Diddy was like, I ain't going, no harm, just drop the address. He's going to straighten that boy out.
Right.
Like Kanye do shit for attention.
Right.
Like, Diddy a real nigga. I don't like, I know what this nigga is. I know he a real nigga. I'm going to give me a new chair.
That squeaking body, you know. Like,
yeah. So he on IG, just posting every text message somebody sends him. Well, you know, I think it's that when he put that White Lives Matter shirt on, and his dad texted him, and he wrote for the caption, "This is the first time I made my dad proud in 40 years or some shit like that." I'm like, dog. If that made your dad proud, your dad a piece of shit.
Right.
I think he's lying. But if that made your dad proud, he trash. And I know parents support their kids. But when somebody fucking up, they fucking up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't support that. No shit like that.
I support you, Mike. I support you in everything you do. But if you being a goofball, I'm gonna tell you stop. No, nigga. Right. Like, we don't move like this.
Right. Like, I think he surrounded himself with a bunch of fucking yes men. Because I know all the niggas who used to fuck with him don't really fuck with him like that no more. Like, Kim and Cuddy don't fuck with each other no more. Him and Pusha always getting into it. But, you know, they kind of go back and forth whether they fuck with each other or not.
I mean, Pusha stay loyal to that nigga.
Yeah.
Pusha beef with Drake because of him.
Right. But he said him and Kanye always get into it, dude. They always forgive each other and then start talking again.
I mean, no, push it, dog. Like, you a real nigga. How you allow this? I know a nigga like, man, how you allow this, bro?
I mean, he probably told that nigga something about himself, but you know, Kanye.
He should have put hands on him by now. Like, he need hands put on him.
Right. You're right, dog.
I got to fuck Kim Kardashian. That's going to teach him a lesson.
I wonder he gonna try to do you like he did Pete Davidson, try that bully shit.
I'm gonna meet up. We're gonna meet up. Nigga, I'm gonna kill you. I ain't got nothing to lose, nigga. You're dead. I like Pete Davidson, though. I'm Tyrone Davidson. You got a nigga right here. Oh, bitch ass nigga, man. The Jada Pinkett. I hate you award.
That shit funny forever, dog.
Kanye West. The name of that fuck shit you. Is
funny. The Jada Pinkett, I hate you.
Man, I want to get off this clown, bro. Let's talk about what else happened in entertainment. Hip-hop awards happened.
Yeah.
You watched?
Of course not.
Millie, you watched hip-hop awards?
No.
I read the fucking results, but I ain't watched the show. I read some of the shit that happened during the show, like them freestyles. I heard raging they shit a little bit.
I ain't watch a cypher since Reverend Run, Diggy, JoJo, Ice Cube, O'Shea, another nigga.
I heard about Meek bitching about his baby mama doing one of the cyphers.
Oh, he tweeted that. Yeah. I don't know how well. I didn't see the cypher, so I don't know how well she fared. But if she was terrible, I mean, I can see why. Like, she on that.
The only one who was good was Ray Janae because Wayne wrote her shit.
She was trash too.
I mean, it sound better than everybody else's. Fuck.
Yeah, my nigga. If I got 5 pounds of doo-doo, and I sprinkle some sugar on this doo-doo, this is the best doo-doo right here, but they all doo-doo. I should go back. I mean, I ain't hear a song, know how whack it is, but I'm assuming it's whack. Because, I mean, them old cyphers, I miss the one with Fab and Kiss.
That's my Slow favorite house, dog.
All them bitches, man. I think Kendrick was on two of them.
I think they was trying to
Busta and Luda. They had buku ciphers I liked.
They used like influencers this time. They trying to, you know, they trying to do the women's empowerment shit.
They influenced me to watch. Oh, I think Brandy ciphered last year. And I know Brandy can rap. She kind of went hard. Yeah, like, she went hard as fuck.
She been said she can rap.
I heard her rap twice. I heard her rap against Jack Harlow on that First Class shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brandy actually spit. like, she is nice.
She tried to diss that boy.
Man, Jack Harlow trash, yeah.
I heard his album was poo.
Nah, he sounded like a bad Drake. It sounded like he was trying to be Drake.
He's the white Drake.
No, he's the fake. That shit was awful.
I ain't listened to his album. I heard the
I played like 2 songs. I skip his verse to hear Wayne's. I skip his verse to hear Drake's. I don't like people that's not unoriginal. You gotta be yourself. That's why I used to hate so many rappers out here, because everybody wanna sound like Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, dog, be original, man. But back to these BET Awards. I had a problem. They had a category called Podcast of the Year.
Yeah.
My first problem is we weren't nominated. I've never heard Carisha.
Carisha, please.
I never listened to Carisha, please. I know it's trash though.
The bitches like it.
I don't care. I know for and she tied. Yo, she tied for winning Podcast of the Year with Drink Champs.
Drink Champs, yeah.
I know for a fact Drink Champs is a better podcast. Not close.
Right. How the fuck she get nominated after 5 episodes?
Man. You know what bothered me? Because I'm not saying this because I'm biased and this is our podcast.
Right.
Our shit is way better than hers. Like, no offense, but our shit better than Drink Champs too. If I can get fucking Game and Kanye West and all these fucking guests on here, right, we'd be way better.
Right.
Like, I'm a better host. No offense, Nori. I'm a better host than Nori. All that boy do is
Take a shot.
When they tell a story.
And then what happened?
Exactly. I'm trying to tell a story, bitch. Shut up. Ball head, motherfucker. Damn. I can't talk.
You get halfway through. Take a shot. Take another shot. Then what happened? She did what? Hold on. What happened? You got to say it again. Nigga, I'm trying to get through the fucking story, nigga.
And I like.
And Carisha. Like period. Let's have lesbian sex. Oh, everybody go crazy.
Did you say that?
She said that to Meg.
Oh, shit. I'm
you want to kiss me?
Hold up. All right.
You want to eat my coochie?
I retract everything I said. Carisha should have won that award. They have a lesbian sex.
Was she like Lotto?
Lotto was on her?
Yeah.
Nigga, we about to watch that shit. Fuck that.
Lotto and Sweetie. She did all the hood bitches that did the show.
Nigga, Lotto, Sweetie, and Meg?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we watching that shit. I retract my statement.
Nigga, I gotta watch it.
Carisha, please.
Every time you record an episode, baby, all you gotta do is get on Twitter. All the fucking highlights on Twitter every week.
Say, bro, you ever saw Lotto?
Yes.
Well, she make my dick hold.
I mean, I Sweetie is
you ever saw Sweetie?
Yes.
She makes my dick hold.
I want
her. She nasty.
I know she is.
She fucked the whole crew. Oh,
you could, I'm not sharing with you niggas.
No, I'm saying you. I wouldn't let you wife her because
first of all, I know she nasty. She eat nasty food, so I know she. I put some mayonnaise on his dick. She gobbled this motherfucker up. A peen sandwich, nigga.
Oh, wow.
Nigga, she eat all kinds of nasty ass food. I blue plate this motherfucker up.
Yeah, we're going to get back on her in a second. All right, but let's wrap these awards up real quick. I'm offended, dog, because, all right, we used to hate the Grammys
right,
because the winner never won. Like, the winner who's supposed to win never won. Kendrick should have won for Good Kid, Mad City, but Macklemore won.
Right.
So we thinking, who vote for this shit? They just send a bunch of white people in the room and say, vote?
Right.
These BET Awards the same way. Like, they find the biggest name and say you won. Like, Album of the Year, Kendrick won Album of the Year. We like Kendrick. That album was mid at best. That's your nigga. That album was mid.
Yeah, I listened to it that one time, and that was it.
You know who had a better album? King Push.
Yeah, he did, definitely.
Like, Pusha should have won the Album of the Year. Over that bullshit, yeah. Like, stop it.
I mean, people fuck with it because of the mental health shit. That's why I got so much.
Man, I call a spade a spade. Yeah. I fuck with Kendrick. That shit is trash. That shit mid at best. That it is not damn.
Like that's
it's
that,
not good kid.
That shit with the girl and they be fussing. I don't like. I ain't like that song anyway from jump. Like I don't know the name of it. Toxic. Oh, that fuck is called.
I played the album once. Never got a second spin. That shit trash. Like Kendrick, we not hating dog, but like he won lyricist of the year. Dog, you know who should have got that? The Butcher. Dog, Benny killed every fucking thing he was on this year.
But Kendrick got that's more of a legacy award.
Yeah. Hey yo, Benny was on a song with Cole. I like Benny verse better. He on the you know everybody on song with the Lobby Boys. I like Benny better. You know with Wayne and Big Sean. I like everything Benny did. He fucking murdered. He should have won lyricist of the year. They gave it to They're handing out awards. I ain't hating on Kendrick, but they're handing awards out. That's why I don't fuck with the BET Awards. Hold up, my nigga. It's called the Hip Hop Awards.
I know you about to go there.
How the fuck Will Smith won 2 awards for acting? This is not the Oscars. These are called the Hip Hop Awards musically. He didn't put out one song out, nigga. I ain't hear Summertime in a very long time. Getting jiggy with it. Nah, 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 nah. That's the dance, huh?
It's this, nigga.
You fuck what it is?
Be up here. Nigga, if you gonna do it right, my nigga.
Yo.
He won 2 of them, bitch.
They just handing the awards out, man. I guess we're gonna make this nigga back on the forefront. Hey, Will Smith, dog.
A lot of people say he was right, dog.
Right at what?
For slapping Chris Rock.
Let him smack me. Nigga. Him, Jaden, and Jada. All of them get it. Willow, you straight for now. The boy wearing a dress. That boy wears a dress all the time. Boy, Jaden, stay in the dress.
Oh, man. I mean, gender fluid. That's what the fuck they call it. That's what they call it? I don't know what they call it. Gender neutral. Gender neutral. Yeah, that's what it's called.
At the Hip Hop Awards, they gave this nigga. They never done that before. I used to watch Hip Hop Awards. I never seen an actor win an award.
Didn't they used to have a movie awards too?
No, that's the VMAs.
I thought BET tried to do their own shit too.
No.
They didn't know.
Like, I haven't watched the Hip Hop Awards in a very long time, and I see why. That shit trash, bro. Man, what else we going on, man? Anything else about the BET Awards? Oh, hold up. Lotto won Song of the Year.
Yeah.
That Big Energy.
I told you, it's the women's empowerment movie. Glorilla won for, what is the new that?
Best New Artist?
Fuck Nigga Free? Yeah, she did. She won Best New Artist.
Hey, yo. And they just give out awards. Hold up. They made a award called Hustler of the Year. Like what is that?
I have no idea.
And 50 Cent got it. What did 50 do this year?
I mean, BMF, all them shows. He got a lot of like shows on. He got a lot of deals with ABC and all kinds of other shit.
Man, Jay-Z put Rihanna, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg in a Super Bowl. The biggest televised event, Jay-Z took it.
Right.
If that ain't hustling, what you call that?
You're right.
What the fuck?
I guess they say like, well, that's just one thing, and 50 got all these movies and all kinds of shit coming out.
Speaking of 50 Cent, dog, this nigga a trash ass human being. Yo, I don't care how much you don't like your child. He been beefing with Marquise for about 15 years.
Yeah, they've been beefing for a minute.
I think Marquise is like 25, 26 now.
Yeah.
He been beefing with that boy since he was like 15, 14.
Right.
Dog, you a trash ass man, dog. Like, dog, you worth like $200-300 million. Like, your son should be good.
Right.
Even if you don't like him or you don't like the baby mama or not. And he up there talking about the baby mama poisoning him. Like, she raised him.
Right.
So, of course, he's going to side with her.
Right.
And he sees how you're moving with all his money. Like, I don't know, man. 50 Cent, he a trash-ass man. Like, I can't fuck with him, dog.
He one of them, I guess they got into it, and then he like, well, fuck, I don't even care if that's my son. He holding, like, he can't get past that shit. Like, he don't, like, that. Okay, just take, help your child. Help him get a job if you don't want give him money or whatever the fuck going on. Like, help him.
Everybody ain't got the same ideology I got.
Right.
Because I peep this out. Yo, Banks, I ain't saying Banks struggling, but he don't look well off.
Right.
Yeah, yo don't look well off.
Right. Them niggas should be eating, dog.
I mean, Buck, I know he fell out, but Buck was in bankruptcy at one point.
Right.
But that's how he moved. Man, look at Hova, though. Look at Hova, though. Bleak, up. Everybody was up except for Dame.
Right.
But him and Dame split.
Right.
Like, some niggas put their fucking team on, and some niggas all about them.
Right.
50 one of them all about me ass niggas. But what you expect? He don't even put his kid on.
Exactly. So.
Oh, man. That ain't my child. That ain't my fault, though, child. I'd have shot him.
You can't shoot everybody, nigga.
He got shot 9 times. This would have been a 10th.
He did shoot his son on power, so I guess that was really him.
I shot that nigga. Yo, what else? Oh. Yo, what happened on Twitter with the girls?
Cardi B versus JT. Period.
Hey, yo, if you had to pick one to smash, who you picking?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I thought you'd go JT instantly.
I like her mouth. Man, she got a mouth on her, boy. JT? Yes.
I don't like her taste in men.
I don't care about that shit. I don't fuck a lot of women who got bad taste in men, so that shit don't bother me.
I don't fuck women with bad taste in men.
So you go to a background check on every chick.
Once I find out you fucked them, I like.
Look, if you ain't fuck one, I got a circle. If you in the circle, if you ain't fuck with none of the niggas that's in the circle, I don't give a fuck how bad the nigga look. It's my turn.
Shit, I don't know, man. I got a Cardi with JT.
I ain't talking about dating. I'm talking about fucking. Now I can't date you if you done been seen in public with some.
I want to fuck Cardi, nigga. All the nasty shit Cardi be talking, and I'm about to be rah, all that time.
JT talk nasty shit too. They city girls.
But I don't listen to JT as much as I listen to Cardi.
I listen to the city girls more than I listen to Cardi B.
I mean, Cardi album. I heard Cardi album. That bitch was hitting. That's a real album. That bitch was nice. And all her features. Nigga, WAP. Man. I'm trying to get a dangly thing in the back of her throat too. JT don't say shit like that. Nigga, I'm trying to kill her throat. Cardi B, about to get some Cardi D.
I like her sister move.
Hennessy?
Yeah, Henny bad. She is bad.
I won't fuck Cardi B. Badly. I think I lost topic. This podcast trash, by the way.
You say that every week. This nigga don't never say we did a good job. What kind of harsh-ass criticism that is?
Explain what happened with City Girls and Cardi.
I think it started over some Lil' Kim shit. And then it kind of bled into them beefing with each other. But then what Cardi B told her, go play. Go do something. I forgot what the fuck she said.
I know JT told Cardi, Glorilla had to give you a hit.
Which
is crazy.
And Cardi told
Cardi had the biggest Cardi, song in the world, like that fucking Bone That Yellow.
Cardi put out that footage of what his name is? P Q? What his name is?
Talking about the
QC nigga, yeah. He was telling her to rap like Cardi B. I don't know what the fuck she found that shit from, but it was like a video of him saying you need to rap like Cardi B.
That's kind of checkmate. In fact, but you like JT Mo. I like Young Miami of the City Girls.
I like all three of them.
Yeah, three?
I'm talking about the City Girls and Cardi. And me.
And Nicki. I like everybody.
I don't like Nicki Minaj no more.
I fuck the shit out of Nicki, man.
She have sex with rape niggas. Yo, what's more trash than that? And this nigga was convicted. It wasn't like, this ain't no alleged.
I can't. I fuck Nicki.
Brother too. And she support both of them fully.
Who not gonna support their fucking brother?
If he a rapist, he's fuck a no. Rapist. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. You ain't getting in these pockets. Go get a job, nigga.
Nigga, support is more than financial aid. It can be emotional support. Like Mike.
She giving this nigga money.
You don't know what she's doing. You don't know what she's doing.
What do you do?
We just talked about. Nigga, I don't know what a mama does. Okay, nigga, who cares? I don't know what a family does. They're on the forefront, nigga. Like, hold up. Do you know what my dad does? No. And you know me. All right, so don't say what he do. Like, if you don't know these people, you don't know what they do. But if you do something stupid, I'm going to support you.
Nigga.
Maybe not financially, but I'm going to support you emotionally. Like, Mike, you can fuck up. I'm not going to turn my back on you. Like, no, you can really fuck up. I'm not going to be like, you're my brother. So you can do something bad. I'm like, oh, I'm done with Mike. No, I'm still going to support you. I'm going to be there emotionally for you. That's what a nigga does.
I'm not supporting no nigga who raped, dog.
Well, that's you.
That's certain shit. That ain't no fuck up. That's deliberate, my nigga. That's on purpose. You did that shit on purpose. A fuck up is we get into a fight and I shoot a nigga. That's fucking up. I'm defending you, it's fucking manslaughter.
If it was me, it's on purpose.
Yeah, but we didn't plan on going and shoot nobody. It just happened. Like we got into altercation. Shit happens. You pulled the gun out, shot a nigga. We weren't like we was roaming the streets. We're gonna kill somebody tonight. No,
I don't know.
Stupid.
Let's see Kanye walking. I got a few on my list. George Zimmerman.
Nigga, we not getting caught. Them niggas gonna disappear. What happened to Kanye West?
Oh no, nigga, you gonna know it was me.
No, he ain't.
I'm standing over the body.
You know, I'm not letting you do. I don't give a fuck what you want to do.
Knocking you out, putting you in the trunk.
Thank you. I don't give a fuck what you want to do.
Both y'all niggas are way too small. You gotta watch me with these, though. I'm so nice.
You gonna fight both of us so we can. Okay, then. Why you punching me? I'm gonna throw you in a sleeper hole.
It'll be a quick 3-piece. He out. 2-piece you out. And I'm standing over all three of y'all. I killed Zimmerman. Police come get me. I'll be on top of that nigga body shooting while police come. Film this. That nigga got it. He got to get it. His mom got to get it too.
Who is it? George Zimmerman?
Yeah.
What she did?
I don't know, but.
I thought she was like harboring this nigga or something. I thought she did something.
Nah, but she love him.
How you know? How you know she cut him off?
Because who don't love their child?
Shit.
Except for 50 Cent. Boy, 50 hate that nigga. Why he hate him so much, son?
He hate the mama. And 50 so hateful that he hate people who associated with her. This nigga hateful, dog.
Yo, we talk. I mean, we cracking jokes and shit, but on a serious note, like, we always talk about mental health. Like, I done talk to my niggas.
It's important.
Yeah, I done, like, broke down. A lot of things. I'm looking at Ray J right now. His post on Instagram, he seems a little bit suicidal. And I don't know what's going on in his personal life, but I know him and his wife might have, like, had issues. Divorced. Yeah.
Yeah.
He took that L on Versus. The world found out he can't sing.
Oh, Lord. Don't if make I it worse. Oh, Lord.
We would be best friends. Press the right button.
It's not the right button. You're the wrong screen, homie.
I am on the wrong screen. Hold on.
You stupid nigga.
You should never say nothing.
Boo! No, you late as shit. Like, yeah,
it don't matter. It's never too late to get that boo off. Boo birds.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first.
Boo!
See, bro, last time I sung, they liked it.
Boo!
All right, so.
We will be best friends.
This nigga gonna keep singing.
Yo, but,
You want another one?
That nigga's so gay.
If I had one wish.
Yo, but, oh, that's nah, serious shit. Like, obviously he's going through something. He crying out for help. I hope he get the help he need. I hope he got a circle. We're going to be there for him. Like,
I mean, they just got to support him through this divorce shit. That shit.
It might not be just a divorce.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's the most public. I don't know. That's the most public of whatever going on. Cause
that might not even bother them. Like, it might not even bother them.
Right.
We don't know what's going on, but a lot of times, nigga don't. Well, I can speak from personal experience. A lot of times, nigga don't feel like going on. Like, it's too much. It's too hard. And I know he go through more scrutiny than me. He probably deal with not bigger problems, but like we all deal with problems. But
right.
Shit, I don't know. He in a public eye. This might be too much, bro. I hope whoever that for him, bro. I saw Brandy reach out to him. That's our brother, and they close. So, man, I mean, Ray J, keep your head up, man. And anybody, if y'all going through something, yo, reach out. I had a nigga call me at fucking 3 a.m. Reach out.
Right.
And I had work the next day. Reach out. It ain't never the wrong time, bro. Man, we gotta get off this shit on a lighter note, bro. Quavo and Takeoff, they did like an interview. Like, can you identify them dudes if they was in a lineup?
Probably not.
Like, I know who Quavo is. I can see Quavo. I don't know how you Takeoff?
Which one of them look like Kevin Durant?
That's Offset.
That's Offset.
That's Offset.
That's how I know him the difference, because he like KD. I know Quavo, the athletic nigga, because he used to play football.
And basketball. And nigga nice and everything.
Yeah, he nice and everything.
Except for rapping.
You don't like the Migos?
They can make a song, but they can't rap. Like,
that's what they sound like.
I know Cardi's a better rapper than all three. Well, she don't write her shit, so, no. But she's a better rapper.
Niggas used to be loving the Migos, dog. You like, you heard they got, you heard the album Friday? Them two? Quavo and I forgot the nigga name already. Which one is it?
Take Off.
Take Off, yeah.
Say, I've never heard the Migos album, all three. I heard one song, Stir Fry.
You're like Versace?
No.
Versace?
Okay, it's a song I like. It's one song.
Versace?
I don't listen to the Migos.
I mean, they got buku hits, though, nigga.
But, like, they be having, like, Rumors in Hollywood and shit. But usually there's, where that smoke, that's fire.
Yeah.
Like, if we keep cracking jokes, when we gonna get serious? So, I don't know. Saweetie, I think she fucked Offset.
They said it was like a revenge fuck.
Because it was like, they was on there talking about loyalty.
Yeah.
And, I can side with Quavo on this one. Like, that's a bitch-ass move. I'd put hands on Offset.
Yeah.
Every day. You wouldn't have a career.
Ain't they like cousins or some shit, too? That make it worse. Yeah.
I'm going to go smack his mama. I'm going to make him.
You going to smack your auntie?
I'm going to make him find me. I'm like, Offset, let's meet up. You don't meet up? I'm going to smack your mama. I'm going to make you fucking find me.
He going to smack your own auntie, yep. Though.
I'm going to make you find me.
I believe you too, dog.
You think, like, you know how, where this fucking a nigga girl, like, no, you famous. Number one, you famous, so you fucking bitches. Number two, you married a Cardi B, so you fucking Cardi B. Like, there are all these bitches in the world.
You know what the fuck she coming over there for? It's not like some random bitch. You know what she coming for, because you know what your cousin did to her, so now it's a revenge thing. You tell her, get the fuck. Like, bitch, get, no, this ain't about to happen like this,
I'd spit on her. I got spit on her. She been mad at me. I'm spitting away. Hawking loogies at her.
What if she spit on you? On your dick? Sweetie.
I mean, what's his name? Quavo ain't my cousin. I fuck Sweetie right now. Quavo's not my cousin. He not even my friend. I don't even like him as an artist. Like, I don't like nothing about Quavo. Shit. He has some cool glasses.
That nigga down bad for that shit, dog. Yeah, he lucky all they did was just kick him out of the group. Instead of like jumping that nigga or something.
I'd have jumped him.
Yikes.
Every day. He can't go to the family reunion. He can't go to no award show. Gonna fight Cardi too. That's your wife? Oh, in fact.
Yeah, that's not. Fuck, I gotta fuck Cardi now.
Yep.
I beat you. I knew you were about to say.
If I can't fuck her, we gotta fight.
Right. Nigga,
I'm gonna make you fight me, nigga. Oh, you got a child named Coach? Oh, yeah. Smacking the kid around. Smacking the kid around. You gonna come see me. You can't hide forever.
Fucking crazy, though. You're right, though.
Offset a piece of shit, man.
Yeah, Lord.
Oh, that nigga wild, bro. Hey, yo. What's her face? She be getting money. We saw a clip of her, like, eating a plate of food.
Stormy Wellington. That's her real name?
I guess, like, I don't know. I couldn't Wikipedia. She's not famous.
Yeah, she look like a Shamika or something like that.
Yeah. Nah, some with Isha.
Yeah, she like an Isha, though. The low vibration plates.
Tawana Nisha, some shit.
That's her real name, Stormy Wellington.
Oh, that's unbelievable, dog.
Man.
Like is you eating low vibrational plates or not?
What made it low vibration?
I don't know, but it looked,
I think they had too much food on there or something.
Yeah, she said the food. They was at a barbecue
because they was eating the same thing. But one lady had a lot of food and Stormy had a little bit of food.
Yeah,
so I guess the lot of food makes your vibration low. Like, and she be like holding sermons and shit. And
she get money, like, for that shit too.
Like $5,000.
Yeah, worth. I know.
Shit, I mean.
They said she got a cult like following.
Hey, big head, Stormy Wellington. Hey, big head, it's Hollywood. What up, man? Bitch, you don't get the fuck out of here.
She was straight up, and then the chick like, oh, I wasn't gonna eat this.
No, she said some shit like, well, if they gonna put, I think a man made a play for her, which is cool.
Yeah.
And if I don't want to eat it, I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to pick off what I want to eat.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't get that to me. But you ain't got a man. You're not that attractive. I mean, I know niggas fuck anything, but she look like, I don't know, a praying mantis or something. Like, that bitch ugly. What's that Pokemon name?
Saitan.
Saitan. Like, that bitch ugly.
These what they call them? Them coaches? What they call them bitches? The wellness coaches? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what they call them. She's one of them female wellness coaches. Like, that shit, like, they really pay $5,000 to hear her belittle them about what the fuck she be talking about?
Nigga, you think I got $5,000 to see her talk?
No, I'm saying, like, I don't know, nigga.
I guess high vibrations.
What's that, like, wheat bread or some shit?
A dildo. A vibrator.
I'm trying to guess,
on high. She thought she was all at the barbecue all that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't feed me that. Nigga, you made your own plate, though.
No, I'm about to say that. That's why. Like, bitch, you eating the same shit I'm eating. How does,
hey, yo, hold
you
up.
Just got less of it.
Speaking of food, how the fuck they did a nationwide food survey?
Of course, yeah, this was cap.
And Portland finished number one. I've never eaten in Portland. Their food might be fire.
What they known for?
But this ain't about Portland. They're like New Orleans ranked like in the 40s or something, like 47 or some shit like that. That's what I saw. I saw different ones, but
yeah.
Saying my nigga, every state you go in, they got some Cajun style New Orleans cuisine. Yep. Every state you go in, New Orleans style is. Nigga, all Portland got is probably corn. What they do?
I don't know. Every time somebody say Portland, I think about Damn Lillard. That's all I think about. Like, I don't know what the fuck they eat. I be thinking, what
where
this
the
nigga
fuck
eat?
You eat corn from?
Like, Portland is on the West Coast, nigga.
Yeah, but it's boring. Like, I ain't Cali West Coast. It's like it's like the boring part. Like, a bunch of squares, like a bunch of Amish people. I assume Portland got corn, popcorn.
Like, they live in the Midwest or something.
I don't know. I ain't never heard nobody say, "Ooh, Portland got the best food." Portland got strip clubs.
They do.
Portland got the strip club capital
over Atlanta.
Portland was like the strip club capital, man. Like a couple years ago. Like,
I ain't heard. Over Atlanta?
Yeah, nigga, Portland.
That's wild, son.
I've never heard Portland strip clubs, but apparently Portland is known for their fried chicken.
They Popeyes got politics and fucking shoelaces.
I guarantee I can find any one of these bitches in the Seven Ward. Cause fried chicken better than Portland.
Nigga, you ever had Popeyes outside New Orleans?
Let me call Christine right now.
That shit is the worst thing ever.
Christine, it's you versus Portland. You represent for New Orleans. You versus Portland. Come on. Call Christine right now, man. Fuck out of here. Portland.
Portland. I ain't never heard no Portland fried chicken.
They ain't even got no football team. Or no baseball team. Fucking basketball team.
You gotta get CJ. CJ McCollum, come on this podcast. We need your expertise.
Oh yeah, CJ.
I know you're gonna hear this shit.
Come here, Urkel. Bring your ass on this podcast.
Who got the better food, nigga?
Man, you saw what happened to Zion. Zion came in this bitch.
Yep.
150 pounds. He about 350 now. He went from Shelton Benjamin to the Big Show overnight.
I don't know who the fuck they was asking.
White people.
Yeah. New Orleans got too much seasoning.
But even the white people in New Orleans got seasoning in their food.
Not that much.
It's more than what the fuck they eat in Portland.
They can't cook either.
Man, the white folks put a little pinch of salt.
What they call it? Paprika? Like, I don't know, the movies. Gotta get some paprika. Sprinkle it in. I don't even know what that shit tastes like. I ain't never had it. What it tastes like?
I don't know.
Y'all eat
that. Paprika in black households.
Oh, I don't know, nigga. I mean, but y'all work with white folks. I work at a nigga Domino, so this is, I mean, it's 100% nigga.
Nigga, the food I eat is from Christine, a black person.
I don't know, but I thought your white coworkers be, here you go, Dom. Have some of my Roseanne pie.
Oh, man. I love Lee. I love Lee. That's my girl. I love her. I think she bought some macaroni or something. That shit. Nah, I'm straight, homie. They were fucking it up, but I'm straight.
It was regular macaroni or macaroni salad. I know white people love macaroni salad.
Y'all know what it was. I wasn't eating it. Like, my food from Christine. Alicia cooked for me before. Millie's wife cooked for me, not Millie. Everybody, my food for black people. Oh, I ate tamales before. Hot tamales from Mike, yeah. From Tammy's Mike. And I mean, it's straight. They're good. I mean, tamales, you can't fuck up. It's just food.
Right.
Yeah. So. I know I ain't going to Portland to eat. Portland. Look how skinny Dame is. They ain't no food out there. Damn, thin. What do you eat?
I don't know what to eat.
They got grapes out there. They got the best grapes. They got the best grapes. I guarantee it. It's some good wine.
That's not the that's not wine country either.
Yeah,
dude.
But Napa Valley, right? That's the Portland. I'm assuming.
No, that's not where Napa Valley at.
You sure?
Is it Napa Valley's in California?
Yeah,
nigga.
But California, Portland, like it goes enough, nigga.
When last time you seen a map, nigga?
Hey,
that nigga said it's right there.
Oh, and California right here. Like what's Seattle, Washington, right above it, and Portland about right here. Like,
nigga, they closer to Canada than he is to California.
Yeah, but
nigga.
I'm assuming like Portland's right here, like California, Washington, Portland, side by side. Shit. We gotta pull the map up. They stop. They're close. They're close.
It's probably don't know. It's like a distance from here to Florida, kind of. That's kind of how it is, like Orlando, Florida. So maybe like 10 hours.
Orlando, like 8.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it's close enough to, I mean, they got wine. Nigga, I'm not eating no chicken from Portland.
I'm not either, but it ain't Napa Valley, nigga.
Nigga, you don't know what they got either. We assuming that. I'm assuming they got grapes and wine.
Millie said fried chicken.
Nobody eating that bum ass chicken. They cook that shit all the way. I seen white folks cook TV, cook chicken on TV.
Pink is a motherfucker on his right.
What's up? Well, I eat my chicken medium rare.
Who fucking tapeworms and shit?
White folks do stupid shit. I was watching this. I followed this dude on Instagram. He be like saying facts and shit. And he had this white dude, like real athletic, like you know.
Yeah.
But he was like on a trip, or like a senior trip with his friends or whatever. They dare him to eat a fucking slug. I mean, a snail. Or whatever. a slug or whatever. They
right off the ground?
Yeah. Like they dare. And he was like, fuck it, I'll do it. You know, yeah. Fuck it, I'll do it. You know how they do. So he wound up eating it. And he wound up getting sick, got paralyzed, and wound up dying like 8 years later because they had like parasites in the slug.
Stupid ass.
Like white folks do some stupid shit. Fuck it, I'll do it. Rah! I assume that's what he said.
He probably was. Come on, bro. Start slapping himself.
They do bro a lot. They do bro a lot.
Hey, bro, give me that slug, bro. I'll swallow it whole, bro. Easy. Whoa. Easy peasy, bro.
That boy say he swallow a whole like an animal.
And they all say pause, nigga, so they ain't like us. You. No, nigga, I say pause all the time, nigga. Check my tweets, nigga. I tweet pause, nigga.
Oh, man. You saw that commercial? With your boy?
Who?
Least favorite Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't support Blue Lives Matter and defund the police, this is not for you. Next time you're in trouble,
call a crackhead. I ain't gonna lie, I was laughing, dog. I was laughing. He said that bitch with serious face, too.
I think it was hilarious. I'm still saying defund the police, and I don't mind calling the crackhead.
They definitely going to come first.
The funniest thing is,
right.
When I'm in trouble, I don't call the police.
Exactly.
I just do it.
Right.
Like, right. They going to rob me. I'm like, okay. It's over. Hey,
shit.
What y'all going to do?
Them niggas don't show up anyway. A crackhead, that motherfucker going to be there. Right. Fuck. Especially if you got some money for them. They're looking for that next hit. Fuck. That nigga said, call the crack.
Remember that time your dumb ass say sugar more addictive than crack?
Oh, Lord. Why you going to keep, you going to bring it up? So what the study said? Now you going to go there. So you going to keep bringing it up all the time. What the study said?
Study said, nigga suck a dick for crack.
Oh, Lord. That's why y'all, that's what, you ain't fucking, we keep going back to that. I ain't never seen nobody suck no dick for sugar.
But sugar is also more accessible.
That's what we said.
Billy, sound like Billy suck a dick for free.
We just went to the store and I bought sugar.
This is literally what we said last time.
So, Millie, you telling me you suck dick for sugar? You telling me that
you don't have to suck dick for sugar? You could just go buy it.
That's the point.
Okay, if they didn't have sugar out there, would you suck dick for sugar?
They wouldn't.
I'm asking. Would you suck? Yes or no? Would you suck dick for sugar?
I'm not sucking dick for nothing.
I think you would suck dick for sugar. I mean,
this nigga here, dog.
This conversation is telling me you suck dick for sugar. I mean, nothing wrong with you sucking dick, dog. You do what you do. I get out. You and Mike have a whirlwind. I do what y'all do. I ain't tripping. But you defend these dick sucking sugar, these dick sucking crack niggas. You sound with these dick sucking crack niggas. So I'm assuming y'all both sucking dick for crack. For free. Suck a nigga dick for free.
Why are you using that?
That's why they ASAP Rocky. I think so. Electric Body. It'd be like, shouldn't suck a nigga dick for free. Some stupid shit. Oh, but that's the worst commercial ever, dog. Like, who greenlighted that?
The Republicans. And he probably gonna win with that shit because you know them Northern Louisiana niggas love them some fucking Republicans. They gonna be like, yeah, call a crackhead.
No, they just hate.
Blue Lives Matter.
No. Northern Louisiana people hate niggas.
Yeah. You know he was like, talking to us. He was talking to us.
Earlier, I was getting in my car and a truck was parked next to me.
Yeah.
He had a plate, a license plate. Mm-hmm. Half of it was Confederate flag. Half it was the American flag. They don't even go together.
Right. Nigga, they literally tried to end each other.
That's like me. Half of it Black Panthers, half is the KKK.
Right.
Like, it's the opposite ends of the spectrum. Like, dog.
Like, what?
Do you know any better?
Wait, why did they want to let this shit go? They lost. Like, what the fuck wrong with these Confederate flag loving motherfuckers? Did they not know who won the Civil War?
But they think them loving the Confederate flag is loving America also. They go together.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
But it's Mississippi people and Alabama people. They're stupid. and Louisiana people up north. They're stupid.
Like, bruh, what the?
I never met nobody small from Mississippi. Or Alabama. Or Arkansas. Or northern Louisiana. They're all stupid. And ancestral.
Them cousin fuckers.
No, you're not. I'm taking my cousin to the prom. We're going to fuck after. Oh, Cletus ass niggas, man.
Cletus.
Man, we can touch on this real quick. All right. Quick somber note. I guess these all go hand in hand. I want to see episode. I forgot the number. It was called What's Next?
Right.
We talked about Rob Elementary in Uvalde.
Right.
We talked about how cowardly those police officers acted.
Right.
They all got relieved of their duties.
Good. They should go to jail.
I don't. Some professions you shouldn't do, and that's one of them. I'm glad they got relieved of their duties. It should have been happening because
right.
If a situation occurs where you got to call the police, what they going to do? I'm not going in. You go in.
Right.
Like, what the fuck they going to do? So, right. I'm glad they got relieved of their duties. And earlier, we was talking about Black Lives Matter and the magnitude of it and Kanye making a mockery of it. We talked about it because I'm going to get my dude name right. I mean, he's not even black, but his name is Eric Cantu. He went to McDonald's, got some food, eating in the parking lot, just eating his food, minding his own business. Police, I guess they got him confused with somebody else, mistaken identity. Officer tried to open his door. I think he had his car. You know, your car being dry, but your foot be on brake, so he ain't going.
Right.
So the officer opened his door. I think he just panicked.
Hit the gas.
Yeah, took his foot off. Right. So he started driving, and this cop, James Brenad, shot him repeatedly. I mean, dude ain't dead. He in the hospital still, but he shot him maybe 9 times in that car.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. He got fired instantly. I do like the swiftness they took on that. They saw the body cam and fired him instantly.
Right.
They ain't play around, but he got to be in jail.
Right.
In fact, he's a rookie cop. He not passed his probation period.
Yeah, that's at the minimum is reckless endangerment.
So we need police reform. We got to train better.
Right.
Because right now they gun happy instantly. That's why. Ew. People weaponize the police. Like a lot of Karens. Yep. When they get mad at you, they call the police.
Yeah, I remember. I told you a couple episodes ago, a lady tried to call the police on me because I didn't want to take her order. Like, bro, like, everything is not a fucking a police situation where you got to, like, you don't know who might pull up and they having a shitty day and he don't like my fucking attitude.
Yo, I mean, I'm going to say it like this. If you call the police on me, I ain't fucking with you.
Right.
Because I like, police kill people.
Right.
So unless I'm, like, attacking you and you feel for your life, if you call the police on me, I don't fuck with you because I assume you're trying to end my life. Like too many people weaponize the police and
right.
It is what it is.
Right.
So, but prayers for that dude. I hope he pulls through.
Right.
Hope that cop gets what he deserves and that's jail time.
Right.
But on a somber note, I don't know too much information on it, but they had like a massacre in Thailand. Like this dude, it was back at a daycare or something. He was killing the kids and killing the adults. Went home, killed his wife, and killed himself. Like the news, wow. it was in Thai, so I can't read it and everything. But right. Man, prayers and condolences to those families and those children. That fucking sucks. Suck big time, yo.
Like that's wild, though. Like I'm assuming he had some kind of mental problem for him to just walk into a daycare and
I didn't get too much information on it, bro. But
I mean, I'm just going by like the fact that he killed his family and ended up killing himself. Sound like he had some kind of.
And usually you don't see like a lot of mass shootings like that like overseas.
Overseas, yeah,
that's not very common.
Right,
like some places never get them.
Right, like that, especially like Thailand. I ain't never heard of nothing going on like over there like that.
You know when you was like 13 and you went to like the middle school dances.
Yeah. And the ones with the cafeteria basement, that's what they have, as we had at Marshall.
Yeah. And the high school dances. So you know when they play the songs or whatever, and like the girls be better know if we be dancing with them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at 13, I never had sex. It's like in 7th grade. My first time I had sex was 8th grade. 7th grade, I never had sex.
Right.
I just imagine how I felt. I imagine it felt good. I'm like, you know, having a go to a dance. My first time going to a dance. My first time dancing with a girl. So,
the first time, nigga?
Nigga. Oh, nigga. Okay. Shit. Yes. my first, 7th grade, I'm going to dance. That's with the girl. I remember my name, too, but I ain't going to say it. I remember my name. We was dancing at Kerplunk.
He said Kerplunk. Spaghettios.
So you never.
Nah, never.
Never even close to doing it?
My meat done got hard, super hard. Especially when we used to go out. You know, I used to be drinking that dark liquor. So I used to be ready to go, boy. I used to be rocked up. But I ain't never nutted on myself, dog.
Not at 13 years old.
Never. Never. I ain't never got that. It'll be mostly on the, it'd be a lot of thigh rubbing.
Oh, no, nigga. My meat be on booty.
See, I don't see, this nigga be grabbing it. I don't adjust. No, I just go with it.
No, I wanted to feel the meat. Like my meat be between cheeks.
This nigga does. Okay, hold up.
Hold up, baby. You tripping. If I dance with a girl right now, I might bust, man. That's what be right. Oh, shit. You got that quick spaghetti, yo. So you can look at my shit hard enough. I don't know, man.
Like, you see, you don't care about busting fast. So, like, you just, you don't have that, you don't, like, concentrate on not doing it. You don't give a fuck. I mean, I admire that about you, but I care. Like, I got some self-conscious about that shit because I'm afraid. That bothers me. Like, if I bust quick and then You get into it with the chicken. That's why you never quit.
Trying to have a fire resume.
Yeah, okay. I care about my resume, though.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying that's wrong, but like certain shit I admire about you that I can't do.
I say I'm not a virgin. I slept with a plethora of girls.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, maybe I'm good at what I do because like the bitches, they come back. Like I don't get no complaints and they come back. Like, you know, when bitches get mad, they be like, well, that's why you dick small.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I ain't
never got it either, but I don't wanna get it.
Like they never be like, oh, you can't fuck. Like the bitch, they gonna say, the one thing you could do is fuck, can't do nothing else. That's what they gonna tell me. So that's the one thing I'm good at. I don't know how.
You're gonna call you a hoe like that, huh? Like, the only thing you could fuck is a fuck, nigga.
Yeah, at one point like I was emotionally unattached and unavailable and shit like that. I just call you when I need a fuck.
That's fucked up.
What?
I'm mad. That's fucked up, dog.
Yo, but I don't know, man. I think, man, we go to the club right now. Bitch, dance me the right way. Shit, I might bust in these fucking niggas. Hey, yo, man. Let's talk about sports real quick. All right.
Your boy.
Which
your
one?
Your partner.
Who talking about?
AB. Put that shit on.
Yo.
Put that shit on.
I forgot. Wait. when I was in Texas for Drake's birthday, I see Drake doing this. Yo, he kept doing that shit.
Nigga, I still do that shit. Nigga, I be at work doing it. Put that shit on.
Man, Drake was hitting that shit. We in the car, he just
you gotta hit the walk with it. You gotta hit the walk with it, dog. It hit harder when you gotta do the walk.
So, but yo, this Antonio Brown a clown.
Yes, a big
like,
time
like
clown.
You know a lot of clown shit, but now you taking shit too far. Like
yeah.
He posted a picture of the man hugging. I mean, him talking Tom Brady's wife after the Super Bowl. You know, nigga hug.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady's wife knows who he is because he stayed with Tom Brady.
Like, bro, like how, that's some disloyal bitch made that shit. The nigga took you in his house, basically resurrected your career when nobody else went fucking with you, and this how you repay the man.
Nigga, a clown, dog. He come from that Kanye West club.
Yes. He definitely from that Kanye club, dog.
Hey, Tom Brady, you got a lot to lose. I don't. You got a lot of money, too, dog. Send a million my way. I take care of the AD problem. I put hands, feet, elbows, knees on that boy. Send me a million. I take care of the AB problem. Man, nigga, I'm not even nervous. That nigga, I'm bigger than him. I'm not even nervous. Man, this ain't Myles Garrett. I ain't scared of this nigga. He's a regular size nigga. A little ass nigga, man.
This ain't Myles Garrett.
I put that boy in a blender. Man, get the fuck out of AB.
That's this.
You better run. You better run. He faster. You better run.
This nigga a super clown, dog. Like, that's some bitch shit, dog. Posting this man wife like that, trying to insinuate that he fucked his wife.
Fucking out of bounds, you know. Man, she's only about, she ain't fucking with your little dog ass.
Right.
Man, don't look at him, dude. Like, why you do that, bro? Like, I think niggas go out their way to be unattractive. like him, Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi, Kodak
Lil,
Black.
I think Lil Wayne is the drug use. That's what make him, like, he disintegrated into whatever he is now.
Man.
Like, Uzi just as the, he is what he is.
Man, look at Kodak Black.
I mean, Kodak is what he is, too.
He gave me the Jeepers Creepers.
He like a
heebie-jeebies.
Like a roach in human phone.
Yes. Like, I don't want to sit next to him on a plane or something. Like, I'm scared. Like, don't touch me.
His voice don't make it no better because he sound like I don't know what the fuck he sound like. He sound inhumane. Like, Kodak, Lil Frappuccino. Like, I don't know what the fuck that nigga be saying. I like Super Gremlin, though.
Oh, my mom, I got a... Anthony remind me to watch what's that name?
Carisha Please
with Lotto and Meg.
No, you gotta watch the Meg. That's the lesbian episode. Like, I don't think she sex Lotto nothing.
They be like showing. They be like dancing and shit. What they be
no,
doing?
They just be sitting on the sofa talking. And she asked her.
I don't know.
And they start talking about kissing and Meg said she asked her would she have sex with her and she said yeah. No, they didn't touch each other.
They don't
do nothing. They just talking. They just
talking.
They
thinking my dick hard too. I don't care.
This nigga.
She, Carisha, please.
This nigga the most easily aroused motherfucker I ever seen in my life.
No, because like you be in front of me naked, I ain't gonna.
No, I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about
a female could be in front of me naked. I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm saying it depends. But if her feet pretty, oh shit, my dick got up.
So titties.
It depends. Like
titties mid Feet? Oh, yeah.
It depends. Depends on what I like. Like, them pretty feet get my dick hard instantly.
So, you rather pretty feet than pretty titties?
I mean,
I'm not knocking you for it. I know you might have a foot fetish. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're a freak.
But I don't mess with nobody.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't mess with ugly titties. Like, she got ugly titties, I ain't gonna fuck with her.
But if she got ugly feet, I'm not gonna fuck titties. With her either. If you gotta pick one to be ugly, but you gotta accept it. Which one can you accept?
I better choose. Choose give me the feet, but I'm not fucking with nobody with ugly titties.
Your dick, pull her titties out. Titties ugly. You stopping?
I'm not gonna fuck with her. Like I can fuck an ugly bitch. I'm saying fuck with. That means I'm not gonna mess with her.
She puts your dick in her mouth and then stops and pulls her titties out. Stopping?
I can fuck her. I'm not going to fuck with her. Are you hard of hearing?
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about dating. I'm talking about fucking.
Like, I done fucked ugly bitches. That ain't a problem. I'm not going to fuck with somebody with ugly titties. I'm not going to date her. I'm not going to be with her.
I mean, I wouldn't date a lot of bitches that I fuck.
You don't date bitches anyway. You date niggas.
Oh, there he
go. Y'all crank dick sucking contest earlier?
But...
Man, Mike and Millie sucking dick for crack.
You don't get tired of getting booed.
I'm not.
I'm going to start a boo counter.
Okay. I'm going to start a sucking dick for crack. I'm looking at two right now. Bing, bing. Oh, if y'all don't know, I'm pointing at Millie. He's over there sucking dick. Right now. Right now, eating a hot dog right now. Swallow the whole thing. Whole glizzy. He getting jizzy with the glizzy. That nigga nasty. Oh, slow down, Millie. Take it out your mouth.
What the fuck wrong with you, dog?
In case y'all actually wondering, he's lying.
Never lie. Oh, back to Antonio Brown. Man, that nigga did some sucker shit. And then,
People say it was a sucker move. I call it a sucker move.
Oh.
Draymond.
What you think about it?
Jordan Poole needs to learn how to get his hands up. First and foremost, like, if a nigga, if you, whatever the fuck he said to Draymond, made Draymond walk over there, you got to be prepared for this nigga to start swinging.
I can't say it's a sucker move until I hit a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, but most Pikes say, fuck you, shut the fuck up, you ain't playing. Shit like that. I mean, we all play sports, so you know what kind of shit niggas say.
What was leaked is, Jordan Poole on his 4 year, right?
Yeah.
So next year he get a contract. He gets a big contract next year. So they say he up there acting cocky and talking shit to people.
But Steve Kerr and Steph said that's not true.
Well, that's what reported. I don't know.
I mean, I'm telling you what they said. No. To counteract what the report was. They said that he not doing none of that. That was a fake report.
I don't know what he told Draymond because it could be justified. Because if a nigga told me, you a bitch-ass nigga, I'm going to walk up there and show you what's up. I'm a bitch-ass nigga. Wow, what's up?
That's what I'm saying. If you call somebody a bitch-ass nigga and he start walking towards you.
And then Jordan Poole pushed him.
But Jordan Poole got to. Draymond ain't no he.
If somebody's walking up to me, I'm not gonna push you.
I'm
hitting you.
Right.
So I mean, Draymond, it might have been sucker shit, but I don't know because.
I mean, but it seemed like he kind of fired off on him, and I'll never see him doing that with kind of bigger niggas.
Well, they say he fought Tristan Thompson. I don't know.
But they say Tristan Thompson beat his up.
They say Tristan Thompson smacked him. Yeah. I don't know, but if Draymond came, he was like. I saw that boy in the club. He tried to dab me off. I was like, nah, nigga, we ain't like that. You know, he was talking. So I don't know what Draymond did or whatever. Like, and who he going to fight on the team that's big? Only nigga on the team that had hands was Boogie. Boogie gone. Nigga ain't about to fight Boogie Cousins like that. No, nigga. He ain't about to fight Boogie like that.
So the fuck ain't.
The funny thing was when him and Durant got into it, they fought, I think Durant was going to get him. Durant got them fucking long, stupid arms. Like, he kind of built like a taller me. And I know I sting niggas when I hit him. I be stinging niggas. So and Draymond's short, but like, he ain't got a long arm. I think Durant will bing, bing, bing him. Like, man, you can bully Steph. Steph ain't about you, bully Clay.
He ain't about to tell Steph nothing. Steph gonna get his ass up out of there. Steph gonna look at, what is it, Bob Myers? Bob? Better come, you know,
ain't gonna fuck with that boy Kuminga either. Anybody with an African name can fight. Like, niggas don't fuck with Serge Ibaka. He be ready to throw hands all the time. Serge be ready to throw hands every fucking time.
Kevin Durant. Him and KD got into it one time.
Serge?
Yeah.
I know Sergeant Artest got into it. Sergeant's like, he's gonna bang up doing this, putting that Notre Dame set up. Hey, hold up, man. You about to fight this one, nigga.
Yeah, fight the Irish nigga.
Hey, sir, like, his face like it trans, like, he about to knock a nigga the fuck out. So, bro, you know what I hate?
I have one of these in a minute, but it is.
Hey, when women talk like men.
The son? Yeah. And they call you son?
Yeah, when I'm signing them out, she like, bitch, if you don't start being feminine, lady, like.
Let me suck that dick, son. Let me suck that dick, son. See, that shit ain't sexy to you?
I'm not fucking with no bitch. No matter how bad she is, if she talk, if she got them, that nigga, them that glorilla, nigga mannerisms.
Them glorilla bitches?
I would never fuck with her. That shit don't say me.
Like, what's up, homie?
I hate that shit.
I know chicks will do that when they get mad. That's how you know when they mad. They start talking to you like a nigga. Like, oh, Lord.
I don't know. I never had really chicks get mad at me. Not recently. I don't give a fuck. What are we going to talk about? I don't give a fuck, bitch. I ain't got to talk to you. I walk away so fast.
I'm talking about in the past. I don't care now either, nigga.
In the past, I'm call you nigga.
This nigga wild, dog.
Shit, man. That's about everything out of bounds, man. So,
yeah, you out of bounds.
Wrap this shit up.
You know you got a foot fetish? Moral story is?
You got a man fetish.
Oh, Lord. You gonna get tired of weaponizing them people's sexuality, dog? Them people gonna boycott the shit out of us.
Give a fuck?
The shit.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Nigga, we ain't got no gay audience, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
How you know? We ain't gonna never have one, huh? That's where the money at. All you gotta do is show a little nipple, dog. They gonna start flocking to us.
You better the fuck not.
You gotta do a whole pie with your shirt off, dog.
Nah. I can put your mini with a shirt off. That boy Ariel was like pancakes.
It's actually the opposite.
We got flapjacks on the chest. I'll get your bad
hands. Oh, this nigga's stupid, dog. Oh my god.
Hey, joke. My shirt coming off and I'm getting in front of the camera.
Fuck no. Leave this nigga alone, dog.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is don't be no bitch ass nigga like AB and Kanye West. This Black Lives Matter shit, it ain't no fucking joke. Stop putting other shit on t-shirts trying to capitalize.
All lives matter, blue lives matter. It's all fucking trash.
Right. Don't try. I ain't never heard the phrase "Blue Lives Matter" till "Black Lives Matter" came out.
Yeah, because anything we do, they gonna take.
Right. Like, bro, like, don't be a clown. That's my moral of the story. Too much buffoonery going on.
Hit my music.
Oh, I thought you changed it. Oh. I could have sworn I changed. I'm looking at the color, dog.
Hit my music. Hey, yo, the team ain't solidified. The leader ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Thanks for tuning in to episode 72 of the TMI podcast. Hey, yo, fuck you, Kanye West. Oh, man, he made this fucking beat.
This was old Kanye before he was a coon.
Yeah, man, I gotta change this shit. Cut this off. Cut this shit. Man, run that one. No. Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
T.I.
Made my new music, man. Hey, but y'all keep tuning in. We appreciate all the support y'all give us. Hollywood Nikki, Mike Fresh, Fat Titty in the back.
Fat Titty in the back.
We gone.